Major League Baseball is now considering opening its regular season in May in empty stadiums and possibly in only one location. Although play has been suspended in the coronavirus outbreak, several injured players have undergone non-emergency surgeries in the midst of the crisis. As WBUR's Shira Springer explains, the procedures have raised concerns among bioethicists.
Even if there's a baseball season this summer, Red Sox fans won't be hearing this.
He got him! Number 17 for Chris Sale.
That's because pitcher Chris Sale underwent Tommy John surgery on March 30th.
It's going to be, 9 to 14 months of just getting after it and being able to get my body back in shape. And I'm going to have a better elbow than I did before.
That's Sale talking about his rehab. But his elbow ligament reconstruction and that of two other Major League Baseball pitchers drew attention to a different timeline. They all happened after the American College of Surgeons recommended that elective procedures be minimized, postponed, or canceled because of the coronavirus. The timing of the surgeries bothered Art Kaplan. He's the founding director of the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU's School of Medicine.
It's irresponsible to be doing things like Tommy John surgery. You're perfectly able to function, and no one's going to ask you to pitch for a while anyway.
Kaplan adds that hospital resources, whether doctors, nurses, or supplies, shouldn't be diverted as the healthcare system struggles to cope with COVID-19. The Red Sox said they checked with Sale's L.A.-based surgeon to make sure the operation wouldn't take away critical resources. Sale called COVID-19 care the number one priority.
At the end of the day, a virus is much more important than fixing my, bum elbow.
Red Sox chief baseball officer Chaim Bloom also put Sale's surgery in perspective.
It certainly is something that, we all know is necessary for his livelihood, but we're aware that it's apples and oranges when you talk about this versus something that's life-threatening.
But for bioethicists, there's a dangerous ripple effect when high-profile, non-essential surgeries take place during a pandemic. Glenn Cohn is a Harvard Law School professor who's an expert in health law and bioethics.
We have a message that we're all in it together, sink or swim together. And when we see people who are not sinking or swimming together, but instead swimming to the top, it's very disheartening and really erodes some of that solidarity.
Cohn said it also highlights the inequities in the American healthcare system. And professional athletes can draw even more attention to those inequities. That happened when NBA players gained quick and easy access to coronavirus tests when most people had to wait. And there are other ethical dilemmas facing the sports world. Next up, deciding when to resume games and events in front of large crowds. MLB is considering starting the season next month in empty stadiums in one location. When asked what he thought about that, Sale said,
"There's a right way to do this, and we definitely need to figure that out. But I think the sooner we get back out there across all major sports, the better off we're going to be."
But when will the crowds return?
I'd say more like a year than I would a month.
Again, NYU bioethicist Art Kaplan.
I don't think the public will be back in stadiums or closed spaces, whether it's a dog show or the Olympics or NBA or whatever, for a long time. It's just too dangerous still to have mass gatherings.
Harvard Law School's Glenn Cohn said big crowds shouldn't come back to sports without successful treatments, widespread testing, and a vaccine widely available.
It's hard for me to imagine how you could ethically bring together huge numbers of people for a sport. As much as people love sports, and I like them too, the truth of the matter is we just can't risk people's health on that basis.
Like the rest of society, the sports world will have to get used to waiting. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.